The Winter Olympics start this week. Of course, for those of us here in New Orleans, the whole Winter Olympic thing is a little hard to get into. Mountains? Snow? When the temperature dropped to freezing last week, schools let out, highways closed, and people were told to stay indoors. Good thing, too, because I think I saw a couple of snowflakes. The highest mountain most of us have climbed is Monkey Hill in Audubon Park. We do have snowballs, big ones, but ours are usually topped with condensed milk. The only ski jumping show most Southerners have seen takes place behind a boat on a lake. As comedian Daniel Tosh points out, Winter Olympic events are not really for everybody.
I assume the only reason we have them is so white people feel relevant in sports. Because other than that, the only thing the Winter Olympics show me is which country has more rich white kids. What's it cost to go skiing? $900 a day?
Oh, I can't believe that's not more popular in the inner cities.
Still, when those thousands of athletes from 88 countries march out for the opening ceremony on Friday, I'll definitely get chill bumps. Even warm-blooded Olympic enthusiasts will be glued to all 539 hours of Winter Olympic TV fun. And there are definitely some things that will make us feel right at home. Here are a few interesting facts for those Winter Olympic viewers who have never seen snow. First, Sochi is a beach town on the Black Sea. No, really, it's the warmest region in Russia in the winter. Last February, the temperature reached 63 degrees. It has palm trees, just like Gulf Shores. But not to worry, the Russians have it covered. They've stored 450,000 cubic feet of snow from last year, in 8 vaults under special blankets to keep it from melting. And during the games, snowmaking machines will be out on the slopes every night doing artificial makeovers. See, it's just like City Park's annual snow day. Another familiar aspect of the Olympics, the inevitable drama and scandal. Remember the 1994 figure skating trials when Tanya Harding was accused of kneecapping Nancy Kerrigan? Or the ice skating judges in 2002 accused of bribery and collusion to decide the winner? Professional athletes paid to injure opponents. Judges accused of taking bribes. Sounds a lot like our own local headlines. Living in the sportsman's paradise, which is home to Duck Dynasty after all, you'll probably love the biathlon. It involves cross-country skiing through the woods and then lying down to shoot a rifle. There will be lots of tricks, too. No, not that kind. Freestyle skier and gold medalist Shaun White is planning a frontside double cork 1440, which resembles his double McTwist 1260, but adds another half revolution of twist inside 2 head-over-heels flips. I have no idea what that means. And neither do you. Some people around here do get it, though. Louisiana is sending one athlete to the Winter Olympics. Olympic hurdler Lolo Jones lives and trains in Baton Rouge. When she made the Olympic bobsled team last month, she became just the 25th woman to qualify for both Summer and Winter Olympics. So perhaps New Orleans, even as balmy as it is, can get involved in more than just sitting on the sidelines. I mean, there is that whole cool runnings thing. The Jamaican bobsled team, in fact, will be competing again in Sochi for the first time since 2002. And they are pumped.
Jamaica bobsled team, Sochi 2014, here we come.
So you never know. Maybe the Olympic Committee will add, I don't know, ice carving in 2018. New Orleans would definitely have that covered. For WWNO, I'm Renee Peck.